So why music and literature? Because in this 11 o'clock hour today, we welcome in guests to talk about the upcoming Michigan Authors Workshop series. The coordinator of that is Helen Rika Klotz. She is from Saginaw Valley State University, where she is the director of the SVSU Writing Center and the co-director of the Center for Community Writing. I got all those right.
You did. You were wonderful.
from one university person to another and getting all of those set just so. Talk a little bit then about these programs and the concept behind the Writing Center or the Center for Community Writing, the distinctions there, how long you've been affiliated with them and sort of expanding into what role they play in the overall SVSU community and the Mid-Michigan family abroad.
So like most universities, SVSU has a writing center, and the understanding is that we train undergraduate students to work with other undergraduates on their writing. So any student can walk into our writing center, sit down with a piece of writing for a class, and get feedback from another student who's been trained to think about writing and think about the teaching of writing. What's really exciting about SVSU is because of our commitment to community engagement, we've created a Center for Community Writing where we try to take some of the work that we do within the university and bring it to the larger community. So the Center for Community Writing now features two community writing centers, one in Bay City and one in Saginaw, where SVSU student tutors go into the community and they work with any writer on any writing task from the community. We also help facilitate a creative writing group in the Saginaw Correctional Facility, and we collaborate with other nonprofits and businesses within the Great Lakes Bay region doing writing-based initiatives, which is, of course, where the Michigan Authors Workshop series was conceived.
Do the students who maybe have come up through some of that experience with the Writing Center on campus and maybe want to expand into a broader career or teaching the art of writing as a career, do they get to apply some of those things into those wider community applications?
Yes. So the transfer is wonderful for our students because in the university setting, if you're a tutor in the university, of course, you're seeing peers like yourself. But when you work in the community, you'll be working, let's say, with a 9-year-old who's just started to write poetry and her mother brought her in to get some feedback. And then you may move to tutoring an adult who's been displaced from the workforce and is working on their resume. So that kind of experience is really powerful for our students, particularly thinking about how they might apply that then as future teachers, but certainly just as members of the larger community as well.
What have you found about the impact in the correctional facility? Because we've heard, I mean, there's academic reports and studies and so forth that talk about the application of not only life skills and job skills and so forth, but the application of artistic expression when it comes to different forms of therapy, if you go in that direction, but also something that can be of benefit when it comes to those who have been incarcerated. What have your experiences taught you there?
Well, we've been facilitating a creative writing group in the Saginaw Correctional Facility with the male inmates there for about 3 years. This will be our fourth year. And we know in the United States, we have the highest rate of incarceration of any country in the world. About 3 million people are currently in some kind of prison system. And this means that one out of every 28 children have a parent that's been incarcerated or is incarcerated. And so one of the reasons that we decided to go into the Saginaw Correctional Facility is to be able to give those inmates an outlet for creative expression, as you alluded to. So I had the opportunity the first semester we went in to go in with the student tutors to help facilitate that group. And it was a remarkable experience because we were in a small cafeteria. So you walk into the correctional facility, past the barbed wire, are entered in with various gates through with the guards, and you come into the small cafeteria, and 10 men come in, and I began by simply giving them a writing prompt. And I said, we have 15 minutes, write. And the room was completely silent. And at the end of 15 minutes, I said, okay, time's up. And one gentleman raised his hand and said, ma'am, can we keep writing? And I said, of course. They wrote for 15 more minutes. I called time. And at the end of that time, another young man raised his head and said, oh, I forgot where I was. And I thought, oh, this is it. So we've been able to work with almost 50 inmates over these past 3 years. And they've produced writing that we feature in a community literary arts journal. But more than that, they've talked about this idea of being able to express themselves, being able to use language to understand the world around them and understand how they feel about things. And being able to do that in a group where they're supported and they're using art as a way of doing that has been incredibly powerful.
Have you had contact with or do you see a possible connection where some of this community outreach could come into play with those that have done art therapy or music therapy or some, again, potentially back to that that audience with the correctional facility or those with various disabilities and so forth? What are the potentials that you see that might be able to continue to be an outgrowth from this?
Oh, they're vast. And so I think that there are some really powerful movements in Michigan, particularly in the Detroit Ann Arbor area, that use art in the local prisons. For example, there's a theater program that's very powerful in the Detroit area, in which they go into prisons and do various productions with the inmates. I see potential for the for writing and certainly for music as well. At the Saginaw Correctional Facility, there's a gentleman that comes in and teaches music theory and teaches guitar. And that class is always filled. There's always a waiting list because the inmates are so hungry for some kind of art and self-expression.
I think these things are when you go into these groups that have, for lack of a better term, have some sort of barrier or boundary to them. And again, we can say that either to those that might have a disability or those that have been incarcerated, that this is a way to reawaken something that was abandoned from a much earlier time in life, or it's the first time that light bulb of inspiration goes off. What as you have sort of watched the various people, what do you find are the common ways in which they are reached and touched by this?
A couple different ways. It's funny, in the university setting, we often talk about writing being connected to critical thinking, that it helps you become a better thinker. But in these kind of settings, you know, working particularly with young people in the community writing center who often aren't given a voice or valued because they're not old enough, or in the prisons, what we find is that idea that something can be written and read and shared and listened to, it becomes real. It's like the Velveteen Rabbit. You know, it's that moment in which I've created something and I have another witness to what I've created, and somehow it has depth and validity that it lacked before. And I think that idea for those kind of individuals that don't have a voice, to be able to give them a voice, I think sparks that kind of creativity. They become hungry for it. They want more of it. So what we've seen in the prison setting is that some of the men that have taken our creative writing class have enrolled in the music class, have started doing drawing on their own, because it's awoken that idea that I have to use creativity as a way to survive this experience and also to become really more human in a kind of inhumane setting.
And you hope that that's something that at some point, if circumstances are such, that they can carry with them in that next phase of life.
Yes.
Helen Rijke Klotz is the from Saginaw Valley State University, and as we said, a director of SVSU's Writing Center and co-director of the Center for Community Writing, and also, as we said initially, the coordinator for the Michigan Authors Workshop Series, and that is an event that is coming up this next week. And so we can get into some of the particulars and a website or a phone number where people can access all of the information, but kind of give us an overview of what this series of events is and how all this came together.
Well, we're really excited about the Michigan Authors Workshop Series. And I should give credit to the Alden B. Dow Home and Studio, because Craig McDonald, the director there, originally approached me back in 2016 and said that because Veda Dow was a teacher, he wanted to do something to support area teachers. And as part of the Center for Community Writing, we support a writing project, and our writing project provides workshops for K through 12 teachers who want to expand their skills in teaching writing in their classrooms. So he said, what if we did a workshop, a week-long workshop, where we brought in authors and we had two authors that worked intensively with the teachers to reawaken their love of writing, to help them remember why they became writing teachers. And so the Alden Dow Home and Studio funded this initiative for teachers in 2016 and 2018. It was remarkably successful. We had two well-known Michigan authors that worked with the teachers, and then we had other authors that came in and did readings for them in the evenings. And at the conclusion of that in 2018, Craig suggested that rather than simply focusing on teachers, we could expand this to the larger community, because really, the gift of writing and the gift of hearing good writing is something that shouldn't just be limited to our teachers. We should be able to do that in the larger community. So we partnered with the Friends of the Grace A. Dow Library, who generously offered to support this initiative. So the Michigan Authors Workshop Series is a whole week of authors from Michigan coming in and reading their work, having discussions with the audience, and also leading writing workshops where they work with community members on their own writing. So it's a really unique opportunity for anyone interested in writing to learn more about the art and craft of writing and to meet some really wonderful and gifted writers.
Are the teachers still included in that audience, or is that going to continue as its own program to focus with the teachers and sort of alternate these like the Winter and Summer Olympics? I mean, how do you see the two of them going forward? Because or will Craig have another idea of, hey, why don't we do it, you know, and we'll continue to put on a show wherever we go, and one more layer to this and that and the other thing?
Well, I have to say that Craig is very inventive, so he may come up with another idea. But at this point, it will be a little bit like the Winter and Summer Olympics. So we're hoping that every other year we'll have an event for the larger community, and then the off years we'll be able to still focus on K-12 educators, because really the K-12 educators that we work with are wonderful people who do very good work, and anything we can do to support them in that work is important.
Well, hopefully we've sparked interest. So let's pause for a moment, and the best way then for people to, if they're already curious, a number and or website or a Facebook page, whichever you want to plug to give them the access to the information, and then we'll talk about some of the specific guests and events that'll be coming up this next week.
Okay, sounds great. So the best way to find information is by visiting our website, which is svsu.edu/ccw/miauthors. That's MIAUTHORS. You can also contact me directly. My number is 989-964-6062. That's my office number, and I'd be happy to talk with you. And you can visit us on Facebook. You can find us under Michigan Authors Workshop Series.
So this all kicks off when and how and with whom?
Ooh. So it kicks off Monday, the 22nd of July, from 7 to 8:30 at Central Auditorium in Midland, which is 305 Reardon Street. We have Anne-Marie Oman, who is going to be giving a version of a keynote address. Anne-Marie is a very gifted writer who also was the director of creative writing at Interlochen. She's published several memoir books, and most recently published a book with Linda Nemec Foster called The Lake Michigan Mermaid, which is a series of different poems in which a young girl and a mermaid from Lake Michigan talk to one another. It's an incredibly whimsical, beautiful text. And she is an articulate writer, a thoughtful speaker. She'll be wonderful, and we're very excited because instead of having a traditional keynote with Anne-Marie at the podium, we've set the stage with two chairs, a table, some plants, and Craig McDonald is going to be chatting with her, a lot like you and I are chatting, about her work as a writer, asking questions about the craft, her writing process, advice for writers. So we're hoping that a little bit like the Actors Studio, we'll have a nice casual conversation between the two of them, the audience will learn a great deal, and then we'll have some time for question and answers. So that's how we're kicking off the Michigan Authors Workshop Series on Monday.
And then does it follow then sort of an arc, a theme of topics, different things each day, different focus as the different guests and events and locales of this continue to play out through the week?
Yes, it does. So the next day, which is Tuesday the 23rd, is our focus on young writers, particularly middle school and high school writers. And so we have Patrick Flores Scott that's doing a workshop for high school students at the Home and Studio in the morning. And then Gary Schmidt is going to be doing a workshop for young adult writers, for middle school students in particular, from 1 to 4 that afternoon. And then the two of them will be at the Center for the Arts from 7 to 8:30, reading some of their work, talking with the audience, and then doing a book signing after the event. I should note that Patrick Flores Scott is a wonderful Latino writer who writes about Latino families, some really interesting work he's doing. And Gary Schmidt is probably one of our best-known young adult writers in the state. He's written Orbiting Jupiter, Wednesday Wars, very gifted writer who also teaches writing at Calvin College.
And so we've presented the overview. We've focused in on some of the younger writers to Wednesday. Then
to Wednesday,
yeah.
Yes.
As we advance through the week.
Yes, and so Wednesday and Thursday, we focus on our adult writers. So Marty Link, who is a memoirist, is going to be giving a workshop at the Dow Gardens from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And then she and Michael Zadorian are going to be doing a reading at the Center for the Arts, again, from 7 to 8:30 with a discussion and book signing afterwards. I should mention that Marty Link has a background as a journalist, so she's done some true crime books that are pretty well known, as well as Bootstrapper, which is a memoir of her life. And then Michael Zadorian was a writer that I hadn't read prior to this event, and was highly recommended to me by many people. And I had the chance to read two of his books, and the one that struck me was Beautiful Music. Beautiful Music is set in the 70s, early 70s in Detroit, and it's about a young man that is dealing with a number of different things, including the death of his father. But music of the time period runs throughout the novel. So there are all these amazing references to songs, and the songs kind of parallel what's happening in his life. It's this clever, lovely, rich book. So I am very excited to meet Michael Zadorian and have him sign my copy.
Well, those of us that fall into any sort of a range of a certain age, that especially, then that really sets off the aha moment, mm-hmm. thinking of that time of the music we all, well, many of us grew up with. The younger ones saying, no, 1971, that was back when the dinosaurs, you know, roamed the earth, but...
And then on Thursday, we have a poet. Jack Riddell was originally scheduled to come, but unfortunately he had a medical emergency. So we have David James, who's also a gifted poet who teaches at Hope College. And he'll be reading that night at the Center for the Arts with Jim Adiavani. And so a 7 to 8:30, again, the reading and then book signing and discussion. I should mention that Jim Adiavani is a graphic novelist. So he partners with two artists to create graphic novels. His most famous graphic novel is The Imitation Game, that was, of course, made into the film. And he's going to have a slideshow for us where he talks about the process of collaborating with artists to decide what is put in language and what is put in art. So I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be exciting. And then we end Friday going back to the young people. So we have a workshop with Lynn Ray Perkins, who is a wonderful writer-illustrator. She's going to be working with 4th and 5th graders at the library from 10 o'clock until 12, where she's going to be teaching writing and drawing in conjunction with each other to help spark the creativity of young people.
And these are all Michigan folks.
And these are all Michigan folks.
The Michigan Authors Workshop Series. Inaugural, then, event, obviously one that you're hoping to bring back every other year, along with continuing the initiatives to work directly with the writing teachers. Plenty to keep busy on all fronts, and a wide variety of experiences and folks and focal points and so forth, all centered around writing this coming week. Kicks off on Monday, the 22nd, and the website again
is svsu.edu/ccw/miauthors.
And also on Facebook, and then the direct line, which we will include in the online post of this conversation, where they can reach you directly. Something that obviously any inaugural event, everyone wants to, you know, hopefully bring in as much of an audience, but how much confidence do you have or commitment do you have from the funding folks that they would like to see this then continue, expand, never mind Craig's wild ideas that might make it, you know, bigger than you can manage, but the idea of how long you see this developing into the future?
Well, you know, hopefully this will be a successful event. And as always, any event that has such generous donations, one of the things that the donors want to see are people attending, having this experience that they've invested their money into. So I'm hopeful that we'll have a great turnout, particularly at these readings, which I think are remarkable opportunities to hear writers that don't often come to our area. Certainly the keynote will be amazing and remarkable. And so with that in mind, as long as the turnout is good, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do this regularly and bring this to mid-Michigan.
Outside at Dow Gardens for the one event, as you mentioned, but other than that, as we are looking at the heat index of the next couple of days, it may well be a very welcome respite for folks to get out of if we continue to have weather like this. So the timing might be just about perfect for this. The inaugural Michigan Authors Workshop Series, the coordinator of that from Saginaw Valley State University, Helen Reicha-Klotz. Thank you so much for taking the time to stop in. I can't imagine that you have anything left to do. There's no details left. Everything's taken care of, and you have the entire day free to just venture off and do other things. Probably not the case. And so it's very gracious to spend some time with us and talk about all of this and share the idea. Again, all the events beginning on Monday. We'll get the rundown and a flyer or something and continue to remind folks into this next week. And the conversation will also be posting online later today as well. We'll share the link with you. You can do a social media, something or other, and blast that to wherever. Again, those of us of a certain age that don't talk tech savvy, but folks that do what they do, and we'll get the word out.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was wonderful to have you with us. Thanks so much.